Meanwhile, the British government has announced its decision to support a universal UN arms embargo on Myanmar, former Burma. Director of the Burma Campaign UK, Mark Farminer, says the British government's announcement is a good first step, but more remains to be done.
This is a significant announcement by the British government. It's the first time we're aware of them actually publicly saying that they would support a UN arms embargo. It is extraordinary that 20 years on since the brutal put-down of a democracy uprising in Burma in 1988, where thousands of students and unarmed civilians were slaughtered, there still isn't an arms embargo. Just 2 years ago, the United Nations also published a report in which they said that the regime was breaking the Geneva Convention by deliberately targeting ethnic civilians as part of their attacks on ethnic minorities in the east of the country. And yet there's been no moves towards stopping selling arms to these killers. So the fact the British government has come out and said they would support this is a good first step, but we need them to go further. We need them to start actually working towards securing a global agreement on an arms embargo. Just saying we'd support it is not enough.